Back now with Day to Day. If you filed a fraudulent tax return this year, a new report says you just may have gotten away with it. Oh, now they tell me. Don't I feel like a law-abiding dupe? USA Today found that a computer set up to catch false returns failed last spring, and the computer may still not be working. Marketplace's Janet Babin is here. And Janet, how did the computer break down?
Well, Mike, it might be that officials just didn't see this breakdown coming, that they failed to heed warnings that the system was missing deadlines. USA Today filed a Freedom of Information Act request to get documents relating to this electronic fraud detection system project. And according to the paper's report, the IRS decided to upgrade it back in 2001. DynCorp, a security firm, was awarded the contract. The company was then acquired by Computer Sciences Corporation. The new system was supposed to be able to better detect fraud, and it was going to be web-based. But the IRS apparently left with no system after the old one was shut down and the new one was not ready. Mike, that's my phone ringing there. It's for you.
Or was it the IRS wanting their returns?
Right.
Can you tell us a little more about what went wrong with this new system?
Well, USA Today found a memo from CSC that stated that communication between the company and IRS computers was very slow. There were also delays in setting up a network, and some computer servers weren't up to speed. And the paper also found that CSC had sent warning memos to the IRS stating that the system was in trouble. I spoke with Fred Burton today about the nature of federal contracts and DynCorp. Burton was a counterterrorism agent, and he's worked for the State Department. Now he's at Strat4, a security firm. And Burton says he's seen this kind of blunder before. Here's his assessment of what likely happened.
I think it's probably failed because of lack of oversight and the high turnover rate. And anytime the government contracts out this kind of work, you're going to get that, whether it be DynCorp, Halliburton, KBR, whoever.
Now, Burton says that's because the work itself is not very glamorous, as you might imagine, and it doesn't pay very well. So these contractor positions can be like a revolving door of personnel.
Well, Janet, when this sort of thing happens, you know who loses? You and me and all the taxpayers do. Do you have a tally or a bill on how much we've lost?
Well, USA Today reports that the amount is $200 million, and the new system itself costs $21 million. And, Mike, it still isn't working properly, as you said. And as most of us know all too well, tax time is just a few months away. Coming up later today on Marketplace, the story of what happens when you spend too much money on that holiday shopping spree.
Thanks, Janet. Janet Babin of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. It's produced by American Public Media.